get right into the Word of God this morning and open up in your Bibles to the book of Galatians. Amen. Thank you, guys. You can go ahead. Hallelujah. The book of Galatians, chapter 6. And we're going to read one verse. You there? Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. You have it? It says like this, "And let us not grow weary while doing good." Somebody say doing good. "For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." For in due season we shall reap. I want to talk to you this morning about your due season. It's on its way. Your due season is on its way. Let's pray. Father, I come before you right now and I ask for your Holy Spirit just to take control of our hearts and our minds today. And Father, I pray right now that you would just speak to us, Lord. You would minister today into our lives, Lord. And God, I pray that you would just separate us for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You could be seated. I want to talk about the due season. Amen. One thing that I've learned living in Chicago, being around the Midwest and the Great Lakes, is that we experience different seasons every year, right? We experience summer, fall, winter, and spring, right? Right now, we're in springtime. How many thank God for that? Amen. Right? It seems like you get into springtime and things start coming to life again. The trees start budding and the grass turns green again and the birds are singing. Come on now. Right? But it wasn't long ago that we were in winter. How many of you remember winter? And it seemed like everything was cold, everything was gray. And everything was dormant. There was no life, right? You look outside and you wonder, where did the sun go? It seemed like we could go for a month without seeing no sunshine. And just like the seasons that we experience, spring, summer, winter, and fall, just like those seasons change, there's certain seasons in our life, in our spiritual walk with God, that we go through. And one of the seasons that we go through, the Bible says, is the due season. Say that with me, the due season. Now, what does that mean? What does the due season mean? When you look up these two words, due season, you find that the word due, something that's due. How many of you work? You go to work, and on Friday, you want to get what? You want to get paid, right? Come on, somebody. You don't go to work and don't expect to get paid because that's what you're due. Come on now. On Friday when you're done or bi-monthly or however they do it, you expect that direct deposit to be in the bank the day they said it was going to be there. And that's what that word due, it means something that rightfully, catch this, something that rightfully belongs to you. What's due? It's rightfully yours. The word season, when you look up the word season, you find that it means a specific and a special period of time. How many know Victory Outreach Milwaukee, you're getting ready to enter in to a specific and a special period of time. Do you believe that? Amen. So a due season is simply this. It's a specific and special period of time that God has appointed to bring what rightfully belongs to you. Listen to me. A specific and a special time that God has appointed to bring what rightfully belongs to you. It's your due season. Say that. It's my due season. Amen. The Bible says this. When you read the Bible, I was reading the book of Ephesians, and in the book of Ephesians, it talks about we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Every spirit. So that tells me that the Bible says that there's blessings. The Bible says that there's miracles. The Bible says that there's healings. There's somebody here this morning that you've been believing God for a healing, and I got news for you. Your due season for that healing is about to come. Loving relationships, prosperity, and breakthrough. The Bible says these things belong to us. I like the way David said it. David says goodness and mercy follows him all the days of his life. Turn around and look. Turn around and look to the right and to the left. Real quick. Turn around. Goodness and mercy is right behind you. God has a special and a specific blessing for you right now. That's your due season. Say it's my due season. You got to really catch this because this is what Paul is saying. He said, look, don't get weary. Don't grow tired of doing good because in due season, you're going to reap if you don't give up. Amen? See, the due season is the time when you receive what is rightfully yours. How many know you're a child of God this morning? Listen to me. You're a child of God. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You're the people of God. You're the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are God's special treasure this morning. You're somebody in the kingdom of God, right? God knows you. He knows right where you're at. He knows exactly what season you're in. It might be springtime for some. It might be fall for another. It might be summer for some. It might be winter. But God knows right where you're at. He knows when it's time for your due season. Somebody shout, due season. Due season. That's that specific and special time when God brings into my life what I rightfully deserve. What rightfully, everything God promised. How many know the promises of God are always yes and amen? Whatever God promised you, whatever word God gave you, that due season for that word is going to come to pass. Whatever promise God gave to Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene for their life and for their family and for their church, whatever God spoke, that word is going to come in its due season. Whatever God has told you through the man of God, through the woman of God, whatever has been spoken into your life, whatever promise God has made, whatever scripture you've gotten a hold of and you know this is for me, that will come to pass in your due season. You believe that? If you believe that, give the Lord a shout of praise. I got to believe that because I've seen how God has manifested his goodness in my life from the very beginning, in little ways, small ways, and then and later on in big ways. I've seen the hand of God always. God always comes through with what he said. If God gave you a promise for your family, some of you ladies might be here this morning and you're praying for your unsaved husband. Come on, somebody. There might be a woman you're believing. He might be in prison right now. He might be locked. He might be so far from God that the promise looks like it's never going to come to pass. But I got news for you. There's a due season for that promise. There's a due season for that marriage. There's a due season for the restoration of your family. You might have a teenager, a young man, a young woman that they don't want nothing to do with God. They were raised in church and all of a sudden one Sunday they woke up and they refused to go to church anymore and they started living that lifestyle. But I got news for you. Every promise that God gave to you for your family, that due season is going to come to pass. Do you believe that? Then shout my due season. See, sometimes we're human, right? See, that's why I like guys in the Bible. I like men in the Bible. Men like Elijah. Bible says Elijah was a man just like us. Right? Just like, in other words, he was human just like us. And do you know Elijah, he was a great man of God. He went before the king. He went before the king and he prophesied. He told the king what time it was. Come on, somebody. But then we find him going a day's journey into the wilderness because he got discouraged. Come on, he got discouraged. Anybody ever get discouraged? Everybody here, you ever waiting on God to do something and it's not coming to pass and you get a little weary? Come on, somebody. Elijah got a little discouraged. And sometimes we, because we're human, we're men just like the men in the Bible, just like Moses, just like Elijah, just like the different men of the Bible, just like the apostles, just like all the different, we're human. And sometimes it's easy to become discouraged and give up when you're in between seasons. See, there's a due season, but there's also an in-between season. You're in between. See, some of you here today, you might be in between seasons. Ask your neighbor, are you in between seasons? How do you describe the in-between season? Because just like there's summer, spring, fall, there's a due season, there's the in-between season. And how do I describe that? Well, the in-between season is where it seems like nothing is happening. It just seems like, man, there ain't nothing happening. I haven't felt the anointing of God upon my life in months. Huh? The scripture hasn't jumped off of the Bible the way it used to jump off of the Bible. I just don't feel like anything is taking place in my life. You ever felt like that? Well, you ain't supposed to go by what you feel. You're supposed to walk by faith. And now when you're in between seasons, you got to just walk by faith. You just got to trust God. Sometimes there's just nothing happening. Like in winter, you look out, nothing, no sun, no life, the grass is dead. It's just nothing going on. When you're in between seasons, sometimes you feel, but see, what you don't understand is in the spiritual realm, something's always happening. Oh, let me say that one more time. In the kingdom of God, even though we don't see it here, there's something always taking place. In the supernatural, God's always on the move. Come on, somebody. But sometimes you feel when you're in between seasons, you feel like nothing's happening. You feel like, I was talking with Pastor Charlie, and I said, well, you feel like you're in the grind. You're grinding. Come on, somebody. You know, they say it's the grind. You know, that day-to-day, that monotony, that just day-to-day, get up, go to work, punch in, put in 8 hours, you get done, punch out, you go home, eat dinner, go to Bible study, praise the Lord, make the altar call, go home, get up, go to work, punch in, and you go through that week after week after week after week, and you're grinding. Anybody ever been grinding before? It just seems like you're getting bored. Come on, somebody. You're just doing the same thing over and over. It seems like I'm doing the same thing and I'm getting no result. But, oh, I got news for you. Don't get weary in doing good. See, sometimes we let the grind get to us where we're grinding. What about when we're waiting? Huh? When you're in between seasons, you're just waiting. Like some of you waited on your wife to get ready for church. And you were waiting. You were ready at 8:30. You were ready to leave at 8:30, and she was still putting the makeup on. Come on, somebody. Or you told someone, I'll pick you up. Be ready. I'll be there at 8:45. Be ready, because we want to get there, and we're going to pray. And you get there, and just like every other Sunday, you honk the horn, and they don't come out. Right? And you're waiting on them. And you're waiting. And you know you got to be someplace. You know there's a deadline. You know you got to get set up for ministry. And you're waiting. How many know waiting can be really, really a trial? And sometimes when you're in between seasons, you're waiting. You know what else happens when you're in between season? You're watching other people get their due season. Oh, God, that gets you, right? When you look at the sister and she's getting blessed, she's in her due season. Man, the oil of joy, come on, somebody's upon her life. The blood, she pulls up with her brand new car, right? She pulls up with a carload of her unsaved family who last night gave their life to Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. She comes walking in and she starts telling you of the goodness of God and a miracle, how God made a way and shifted her hours at work. And now she can be even more plugged in. As a matter of fact, she's not working 40 hours no more. She's only working 30, but she's going to be making double what she was making before. And you're looking at that and you're saying, my God. See, when you're in between seasons, you're watching somebody else get there. Has anybody had that happen to them? Where you say, what happened to me? You feel like, am I right with God? Do I need to repent? Is something wrong? No, you're just in between seasons. It just seems like nothing's happening. Seems like you're grinding, like you're in the rat race, right? Seems like everybody else is getting blessed, but you. You're waiting. Time. You're just waiting. When is mine gonna come? That's okay. Don't get weary, the Bible says. Somebody say, my due season. See, it's important that we understand wherever we're at. You might be in between seasons. You might be in your due season, right? It's important that wherever we're at, but during times of your waiting for God to move in your life, that you keep your attitude positive. That you don't let your mindset become negative. You got to stay positive. You got to be hopeful. Come on, somebody. It's like being a Cubs fan. Hey, it's actually helped me spiritually. Yeah, because it's taught me about hope. Right now, we're the best team in baseball. We're the best team in baseball, right? I didn't say it. You could talk to ESPN. They said it. We don't have the best record, but we're the best team in baseball, right? We got hope. But, you know, chances are, you know, this year we'll probably take our division. Next year we're going to take the World Series. That's how I feel. You guys don't feel like that, though. Because right now there ain't no hope in the Milwaukee Brewers. Come on, they're terrible right now. None but scandals. Come on, dudes using steroids. And your best player got busted. Come on, somebody. We've been through that. But you know what? I still have hope that one day, and every springtime, what do we say? This is going to be our year. Are there any Cubs fans in the house? Yeah, well, you need to get, when you get saved, when you get to that next level of your walk with Jesus, that's when you'll enter into. But there's hope. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's always hope. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, you gotta remain focused with your faith in God. You gotta keep your attitude positive and do the things that are right. Even when you're waiting, even when you're grinding, even when nothing's happening, even when you're watching other people, that's what Paul is saying. Don't grow weary in doing well, because in due season, you're going to reap. 1 Peter 1 verse 13, let me read it. I'll read it from the New Living Translation. It says like this: prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. Prepare your minds. Every day you get up as a child of God, you got to prepare your mind. How do you prepare your mind? You get into the Word of God. You pop in one of Pastor Charlie's messages. Come on, somebody. You put on that worship music. Come on, somebody. You prepare your mind. Come on. So you get your mind focused. You get your mind strengthened. You gird up the loins of your mind, the Bible says. That's how you don't grow weary in well-doing. That word weary, when you look at the word weary, Paul says he tells the church, watch this, think about it. He tells the church, don't get weary. So is it possible for a church to get weary? Is it possible for a Christian to get weary? Yeah, because he tells us, don't get weary. In other words, he wouldn't be telling them, don't get weary, if they weren't getting weary. They were getting weary in doing well. They were growing tired. It actually means to be exhausted. You ever get home and you're just totally exhausted? And you can't do, you just don't want to do nothing. Come on, somebody. You lay down, you still got your shoes on, right? You wake up 2:00 in the morning, you're on the couch, you're still fully dressed, and you were exhausted. This wasn't no strength. You didn't even brush your teeth. You just fell out. Boom. That's what that word means. It means to get worn. You ever been worn out? I mean, you're just so tired. You can't keep your eyes open. It means to be depleted, empty. Amen. Paul says, don't grow weary. Don't wear out, right? Don't get so tired. You're exhausted. Don't let yourself grow weary in doing well. I mean, the church, we have to do well. We have to shine. Come on, somebody. You know, the church is the hope We're the hope for a lost and a dying world. Do you realize that you're the one person that is the connection for your unsaved family to God? Can I hear you say amen? Do you realize the weight that we carry sometimes as believers in the midst of a perverse and crooked generation? You're the only hope that the people on your job, that the people in your high school, that the different people in your community, that your unsafe friends and family, you're the hope that they're holding on to. If Sister Susie can make it, if Brother Johnny can make it, man, there's hope for me. Don't get weary, the Bible says. Don't get weary. Amen. Too many people start off strong, but little by little, they grow weary in doing. That's why when New Year's comes, you ever notice that New Year's comes, everybody starts off great. It's a new year, right? It's a new year, January 2015, brand new year. It's a new season. We get all those songs and, you know, new season, change, and all that stuff. And then by May, we done forgot about it. Some of you are sitting on that gym card that you purchased. You haven't used it in 2 months. Come on, somebody. We get weary. We get tired. We forget. But you got to understand, though, God wants you to continue to do the things that you should be doing, whether you're in between seasons, out of season, and you're ready for your due season. Can I hear you say amen? I like King David. King David is a good example. When King David was faced with difficulties, he went through different seasons. Remember, he was in an off season. When the prophet came and the prophet said, I'm going to anoint the next king. Get all your sons, Jesse. One of your sons. Can you imagine that? If someone came to Pastor Charlie, get all your men together. Because one of your men, we're going to anoint as the next leader of Victory Outreach International. It's going to come from this church, the next leader of it. Do you realize that could really happen? And then Pastor Charlie calls all the guys, and he says, there's a meeting, but he doesn't call you. And all of a sudden, you get Pastor Jamie calls you and says, hey. And you get excited because you say, well, maybe he has Pastor Jamie call. And Pastor Jamie says, hey, we need you in the parking lot today. We're going to be, Pastor Charlie's going to come, the elders come, and they're anointing the next leader of Victory Outreach International, and we need you to watch the cars so no one breaks in to the next king's car. That's actually what happened to David. That's what you call an off season. Come on, somebody. I mean, he was off season. Can you imagine how this guy felt? And here he is out there tending the sheep, right? Taking care of the cars, watching that no one breaks in while everybody's in the big celebration. But how many know God doesn't forget? You know what David was doing? He was killing the lion and the bear. Come on, so he was on his pole. He was taking care of it. And when he was faced with difficulties, whether he was off season, in between seasons, or in his due season, David said this: even in my darkest hour, the Lord is with me. And the Lord always prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. Look at his mindset. He says, even in the darkest time, even when I'm off season, even when I'm in between seasons, I know God is with me. And not only is God with me, but he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Now, that's a mindset that I want to have. He was preparing his mind for action. See, some of us, sometimes we just got to snap out of it. Snap out of it. When you're in an off season, when you're in between, snap out of it. Don't grow weary in doing well. In due season, you're going to reap. Do you realize every day you're challenged to live by faith? Do you realize that? Every day, do you study the life of Jesus and the apostles? Every day they were challenged. Come on, let's go to the other side. They get into the boat. They get halfway out in the middle of the water, far enough out where they can't turn back. Come on, somebody. Far enough out where they can't go backwards anymore, and then the storms come. We're challenged every day. He gets them to a place where there's multitudes of people, and Jesus says, How are we going to feed these people? How much money you got? What are you going to do? He puts it on them. He challenges them. He's testing every day. You're going to be challenged. When you're in between seasons, when you're in your office, every day you're going to be challenged to live by faith. Can I hear you say amen? You're going to be challenged to keep on doing good and to trust God for the results. Amen? I like the way the New Living Translation says, Galatians 6:9. It says, so don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up, for you will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. I'm going to have to step out and say this. I believe Pastor Charlie, Sister Marlene, we're getting ready to come to that specific and special time. We're getting ready to come to Victory Outreach Milwaukee. We're getting ready to enter into our due season. You've been in between seasons, but you're getting ready to see the hand of God move like he hasn't moved in a while inside of your life. You're getting ready to see that healing take place. You've been sick for, now come on somebody, you've been sick for a minute, right? You've received a promise. You've come. You've been anointed with oil. You've been prayed over. But my friend, you're getting ready to enter into your due season, into that specific and into that special time where God is going to do a miracle inside of your life. You're getting ready to get into that place where your healing is coming. You're getting ready. Some of you've been in between seasons financially. Come on, somebody. You've been grinding. Come on. So you've been metal to metal. You call your bank account to listen to your phone over the phone, the recording of what's in your account, and you don't hear no numbers. All you hear is a because your bank account is just sucking money out of you. But I got news for you, friend. You're getting ready to enter into a time of God's blessing, a time of God's divine prosperity over you. Your due season is on its way. You believe that? I believe that. I believe that. Why do I believe that? Ask me why. Because the Bible says don't get weary. So if you're feeling a little, if you're feeling a little shaky, that means you're close to your due season. Come on, if you felt like nothing's happened in a while, that means you're close to your due season. If you've been waiting, that means you're close to your due season. If things have been dormant and dark for a while, you're close to your, don't grow weary. For in due season, somebody shout due season. Let me give you three things real quick. Three things real quick for keeping faith during the in-between season. Three things. Number one, simple. You reap what you sow. Say this, I reap what I sow. What am I supposed to do in between seasons? I'm supposed to sow seed. Can I hear you say amen? See, it's important. It's an important principle to remember when you're talking about sowing and reaping. Paul says, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall what? Reap if you don't faint. It's important that we understand when we're in between seasons, what am I supposed to do? When I'm waiting, what am I supposed to do? When it's dormant, what am I supposed to do? When I'm watching other people get blessed, what am I supposed to do? When nothing's happening, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to remember, you reap what you sow. It's like this. When a farmer plants a seed in the ground, the moment a farmer plants a seed in the ground, he expects the due season. He expects that seed that he's planting to take root and grow. That's why, because farming, how many know that's a hard job? Those are labors. Those are hard work. But the hope of expectation that the seed that they're sowing keeps them coming back, keeps them working hard. So every time a farmer would plant a seed in the ground, they expect their due season to come. Amen? Now, it'd be silly for a farmer if he planted corn to expect watermelon. That would be a silly. Here's a farmer, Farmer John. I'm planting corn today, but I'm getting a watermelon. You'd look at him like, are you crazy? Because it's impossible. You can only reap what you sow. Or what about Farmer Billy? I'm not planting anything, but I'm going to reap a harvest. You would look at him and say, that's silly. If you don't put no seed in the ground, how can you expect anything to grow? Just like if you plant one seed, you can't expect another seed, another type of fruit to come. You can't plant oranges and expect apples. And you can't sow nothing and expect a harvest. Am I making sense? So the key when you're in between seasons is you have to remember you reap what you sow. What am I supposed to be doing in between season? I'm supposed to sow. He says, don't grow weary in doing good. Doing good means I'm sowing. Doing good means I'm planting. Doing good means I'm sowing the right seed. Doing good means I'm sowing in the good soil. Come on, somebody. Don't grow weary while doing good, because in due season, you're what? Reap. Doing good during the in-between season means I'm sowing the right seeds. What seeds are we supposed to be sowing? Well, we're supposed to be sowing seeds of faithfulness. We're supposed to be sowing seeds of prayer, seeds of faith. Can I hear you say amen? We're to sow those financial seeds. Those of you that gave and you're a tither, you're a United We Can member. Come on, somebody. That's the key. Is you have to remember when you're in between season, if you find yourself in between season and you're believing God for a healing, but you're not living healthy. Huh? You're believing God. It's like I trip out sometimes. I've spent a little bit of time at the doctor's office this last year, right? And it ceases to amaze me. Every time I walk up, I'm walking up, and the parking lot's out here at the VA hospital, and I'm walking up, and it ceases to amaze me that there's guys always sitting out in front of the building. There's a little thing where they can sit and smoke. But every one of them is hooked up to oxygen. And I'm walking by, and I'm like, there's something wrong with it. Have you ever seen that? I mean, they got the oxygen tank, and they're puffing on it. How do you ever expect for the medicine or the doctors, the work that the doctor's putting into you to work if you're going against? I mean, you're having a hard time breathing now, but yet you want to smoke. Doesn't make sense to me, right? It doesn't make sense how we can believe God for healing but not want to take care of our bodies. Doesn't make sense to me how somebody's going to believe God for a financial miracle but yet they don't budget. They don't tithe. They don't discipline their spending. They're just ridiculous. They get their money spent before they have. But yet, pray for me, Pastor, that God will give me a fine. You can't sow apples and expect peaches. Come on, somebody. It's important that we're in between season, that we understand we reap what we sow. Look at verse 8, Galatians 6, verse 8. He says it. Look at what Paul says. We like the due season, I'll reap, but we don't like verse 8. Look at what it says. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Paul makes a comparison between flesh and spirit. When he talks about flesh, he's talking about that's inside of us that's trying to get us to do wrong. Flesh, right? The spirit is inside of us trying to get us to do right. Don't grow weary in doing well. That's the Holy Ghost, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, telling you to do the right thing. How many know God speaks to us all the time, right? See, reaping what you sow cannot be ignored. There's no way you can get around it. So if you're in between season, what you got to do when you're in between season, when nothing's going on, when things aren't right, that's when you got to sow good seeds. That's when you got to be faithful. That's when you got to walk in the Spirit. That's when you got to really live by faith. That's where you got to really trust God. That's where you got to shine. It's in between. Not when things are good. We wait a lot of times for the due season to come to start doing the right things, but we got to do it when we're in between seasons. Somebody say in between seasons. Amen. I like what the writer of Hebrews says. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently search with zeal and earnestness to seek him. When do you do that? You do that in between seasons. So if you're in between seasons today, and you want to see your due season come, you got to remember, you reap what you sow. Amen? Number two, not only do you reap what you sow, but you have to remember this. You don't reap in the same season that you sow. If you wanna harvest a certain crop, you gotta sow it in a different season. Can I hear you say amen? I can't expect today to reap from the seeds that I'm sowing today. Those seeds are gonna come in my next due season. But when I'm here today, what I sow today, eventually I'll see it in my tomorrow. Do you believe that? What I'm doing right now, listen to me, the way I'm living right now, eventually will catch up. I'll catch up to it. Because I'm sowing those seeds. What I do today, I'm sowing seeds for my future. How many of you want to see your future great? How many of you want to see things take place? You want to see the future of this church as a great church. Can I hear you say amen? Well, then it's what you do today. You got to understand that you don't reap in the same season you sow. There'll always be in between seasons. We're never going to get to a place where we're in our due season all the time. Just like a farmer doesn't plant a seed in the morning and come back. He doesn't come back in the afternoon looky, right? We do. We, like, the moment we start to do good, we expect God, where's my miracle? Where's my blessing? It doesn't work like that. You can't reap in the same season that you sow. Amen? Once you plant a seed, you can expect it could take 2 to 3 months to produce. I remember in April, we had our grass, where the snow would come as people would walk up to the back door, it kind of killed the grass. And all the grass was turning green and everything, but there was a patch where there wasn't no grass. Amen? So we got the grass seed, right? We got the fertilizer, right? We put it down. We watered it. Nothing happened. We watered it. Nothing happened. Watered it. Now, finally, I'm busy. I just forgot about it, right? Then we had like 3 days of rain. And then all of a sudden after the rain, the sun was shining, right? About a month later after we planted that, all of a sudden I was out of town. I came home from California, and I looked at the walkway, and there was little blades of grass springing up, right? Because it takes time. When you sow a seed, it takes time. You never reap. You'll never reap in the same season that you sow. You have to understand that. But you can't get weary. You can't get weary. Because sometimes you're sowing in between the season. And you can't get tired. Sometimes I sense people in the house of God are tired. They get tired of doing good. They get tired. They get tired of waiting on God. They get tired of doing the disciplines, the day-to-day. They get tired of grinding. They get tired of waiting. They get tired of watching this sister or that brother get blessed, and they're not getting blessed. They get tired. They get tired of being a bridesmaid and never the bride. Come on, somebody. Right? And they're getting weary. Right? Listen to me. Sometimes if we're not seeing the results that we want to see, then we have to check the seed that we're sowing. We have to check the seed that we're sowing. We have to continue to live in the disciplines of our faith. Don't stop, Paul says. Don't give up. It's easy to worship and praise God when you're on the mountaintop, right? It's easy, it's easy to, have the victory and the joy when you're on the mountaintop, when everything's going good, and your husband and your wife and your children and your finances, your car hasn't broken down and everything's good, and your electric bill and your gas bill is low and everything's good and you're getting a raise and you're praising the Lord, dancing around the altar. But what about when it's not? What about when it's dark? What about when it's dormant? Right? What about when you're in the valley? Come on, somebody. See, you got to understand something. You got to understand something. When you're in between seasons, you reap what you sow. When you're in between seasons, you'll never reap in the same season that you sow. But you got to understand, God said, he says that he's seen our faithfulness. He's watching us. God has heard our prayers. Come on, somebody. He's listened to your cries. And he's saying, don't give up. Your due season is about to come. You know, a good example is the children of Israel. They spent 400 years in bondage to Egypt. But in Exodus chapter 3, it says like this, tell Moses, I've surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I'm about to come down and deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians. It wasn't, come on, give the Lord some praise. It wasn't that God was not listening. It wasn't that God was not watching. God was preparing. They were in a process. Sometimes when we're in between seasons, it's a part of the process. God is building and he's strengthening us for what's about to come. Come on, somebody. God is maybe setting you up for something great. He's heard you praying for your unsaved loved ones. He's heard you praying for your city. He's heard you praying for deliverance and breakthroughs in people's lives. And he's getting ready to show up. He says, don't get weary. He says, your due season is about to come. Those tears that we cry. Come on, how many know we shed tears sometimes praying prayers, and sometimes we feel our prayers go unnoticed. The Bible says God stores up our tears. Psalm 56 verse 8, he says, you number my wandering and put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your record? All those times you've been at the altar, all those times you've been alone in your car and you just pulled over the side of the road and you just wept because it got so difficult. God was keeping record. All those tears that you shed for people and for different situations and believing God. And no matter how hard it got, it brought you to tears, but you didn't quit. God is storing those tears up. Your due season is about to come, my friend. God is about to do something great inside. Maybe you feel a little weary. Maybe you're just about to give up. But I got news. Your due season is right around the corner. Come on, somebody, give the Lord some praise. It's right around the corner. Number three, the third thing you got to remember, you reap what you sow. You reap in a different season than you sow. Number three, you have to learn to sow. Hear me. You have to learn to sow when the circumstances are against you. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4 says like this, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. What does that tell me this morning? As a child of God, you have to learn, don't look at your situation, look to your God. Sometimes we make our problem bigger than our God. You know, the psalmist says, be magnified, O Lord. He said, be exalted, O Lord. Why do you think the psalmist would say that? Because the psalmist knew that as long as God was bigger than any difficulty, as long as God is bigger than any circumstance, as long as God is bigger than any problem, then God could surely come through. But what do we do a lot of times? We magnify our problems. We make our problems bigger than our God. Don't look at your situation today. Don't look at what you've gotten yourself into today. Don't look at your mistakes today. Look to your God. Can I hear you say amen? Right? Look to your God. Don't wait. Listen, don't wait for the ideal time to sow your seed of faith. I've had people tell me, Pastor, I love you, Pastor. And I thank God for you. And then they say this, Pastor, I know you probably looked at my tithing record, which I don't, right? But you probably saw that I haven't been giving faithfully, which I wouldn't. But then they said, but one day, Pastor, when I get blessed, when I get blessed, Pastor, I want you to know I'm going to take care of the church. And in my mind, I'm thinking, if I can't give when I got a dollar, how am I going to give when I got a thousand? Right? It's a faith thing. Giving, it's never a matter of money. It's always a matter of faith. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's always a matter of trusting God right where I'm at. It's like the guy who came to his pastor and said, Pastor, pray for me. I'm believing God that I'm going to get this job and it pays $500 a week. Pray for me that I get this job. Pastor prayed for him. Name of Jesus. Bless him with this job. He got the job. Right? And man, he started tithing $50 a week, right? He was faithful. He came to his pastor 6 months later. Pastor, pray for me. I'm up for a promotion. Pray for me that I get the promotion. Pastor prayed for him. Boom, he got promoted. Was making $1,000 a week. He was giving $100 tithes. A couple years later, he said, hey, Pastor, pray for me. I have an opportunity to buy the company. Pastor prayed for him. Guess what happened? He bought the company, became the owner, was making millions of dollars. He came to the pastor and said, you know, Pastor, I'm making millions of dollars now. It's hard for me to give a tithe on $1 million. Pray for me. So the pastor said, come here, bow your head. And he prayed for him. He said, Lord, let him make $500 again so he could be faithful in his giving. Come on, somebody. Huh? Because it's never gonna be when I get there. It's my faith. See, faith is like a muscle. You gotta exercise it. And not just in giving, in every area. Being faithful to God when it's difficult. Being faithful, being at your post when you're supposed to be at your post. Being faithful to your spouse and being faithful to your children. Being that man, that woman of God, that example, it's always right where you're at. But if you look at the clouds, if you look at the wind, you won't sow. So you have to always remember, we have to keep our focus on God. It's funny how sometimes God uses our situations to get our attention. Can I hear you say amen? Sometimes he puts us into situations that we don't want to be in. I'd rather be on the mountaintop. But sometimes when we're on the mountaintop, we forget that God is the God of the mountaintop. So he has to take us to the valley. Come on, somebody, to remind us who he is. Because when we're in the valley, how many know we know how to cry out to God in the valley? Come on, somebody. So don't look at your situation. Look at your God. Another thing you got to do is you got to take the risk and leave the results to God. God always wants us to take a step of faith. He never wants us to get to a place where we're just, this is okay. I just stay here and no more. The Bible says that we walk by faith, not by sight. So we got to be some risk takers. Are there any risk takers in the house of God? Amen. Come on, somebody. You ever notice sometimes when you go to get something done, the enemy always wants to get in your way? He always wants to stop you? That's how you know when you're called. That's how you know when God has his hand upon your life, upon your ministry. Because it seems like every time you want to step out, the enemy comes, he shows up. But I got news for you. Man, God is able to bring it to pass. Continue to be faithful. Even when it's stormy, even when it's cloudy, even when it doesn't seem like it's going to happen, continue to trust God. Victory Outreach Milwaukee, you're about getting ready to enter in to your due season. I want the musicians to come to your due season. You're about getting ready to enter in to that time where God is going to pour out that special favor, that special anointing, that breakthrough. Come on, somebody, that healing, that to somebody, you're about ready to step into your deliverance. Come on, somebody, you've been struggling with things for a while, but it's getting ready to break. Those chains, those shackles are getting ready to fall off. Those things, those miracles that you've been praying for, that loved one, you're going to see them. They're about getting ready to walk in to the house. Matter of fact, you're going to get a call saying, you know what? I'm ready, man. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Can you come pick me up? I got to that place, man, where I called my wife and said, I'm ready. Take me to the home. You're getting ready to enter into your due season. Those prayers, those tears that you've shed, God stored them up. Be not weary in doing well. Don't get tired, Victory Outreach. Don't get tired of being committed. Don't get tired of being faithful. Don't get tired of being loyal. For in due season, you will reap if you faint not. You're getting ready. Come on, stand with me. You get ready. We're getting ready to enter into our due season. Go ahead and sing a song. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to enter into our due season. We're getting ready to enter into that time of refreshing the Bible talks about. Oh, hallelujah. That time of refreshing where God is just going to come and he's going to sweep through. You know, he did it yesterday with the leaders. I sensed a powerful anointing as we were at the altar. Wasn't no crowds of 1,000 people like at World Conference. Wasn't no orchestra there. Wasn't no special speaker from Australia leading worship. It was just Victory Outreach people in the presence of Almighty God. And God showed up at that altar. And I felt a fresh anointing. I felt a due season. It's my time. It's your time. We're about to enter into something. Something's getting ready to break. Come on, somebody. Something's getting ready to happen. Oh, we don't see it. We've been in between seasons for a while. We've been waiting. It's been dormant. We've watched other people get it. But now it's my special and specific time. Do you believe that? Lift up your hands. Come on, lift up your hands. Come on, let's sing a song. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he's here.